Revelation chapter 10. Then I saw a mighty angel descending from heaven, clothed in a cloud, with an iridescent sheen on his head, while his face was like the sun, and his legs were like pillars of fire. And he had in his hand an open book, and he put his right foot on the sea, and his left one on land, and he cried out in a loud voice, as when a lion roars. And when he had cried out, the seven thunders uttered their sounds. Then, when the seven thunders had spoken, I was about to write it down. But I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up the things that the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them down." Then the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand towards heaven, and he swore by him who lives throughout the durations of the ages, who created heaven and the things in it, and the earth and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it, that there would no longer be any delay, but that these things would take place in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he proceeds to sound the trumpet, and the mystery of God has been completed, as he proclaimed to his servants the prophets. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke with me again, and said, "Go and take the book which is open in the hand of the angel standing on the sea and on land." So I set off to the angel to tell him to give me the book, and he said to me, "Take it and consume it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey." So I took the book from the hand of the angel and consumed it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter. Then they said to me, "You must prophesy again, concerning many peoples, and nations, and tongues, and kings."